Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJNQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And today I have Angela Moore in the booth with us. And she looks after, she looks after complaints for hospitals, for the CLSCs, for the private residences, for seniors, for youth centers, and a few other places, some community organizations too. And so we welcome Angela.
Thanks, Maureen.
So tell us, our listeners, a little bit about what you do. And
so basically, I'm the complaints advisor and promotional agent at the CAP. I was specifically hired for the English region. And basically what I do is I assist and accompany users who wish to complain in the healthcare system. So anything to do with healthcare or social services, I'm there to assist and accompany people. And I'm also there to inform people of their rights as
okay.
well.
That's very important. Now, the CAP, what is the CAP?
It stands for the Centre d'assistance et d'accompagnement aux plaintes. So basically, it's an assistance and support center for complaints.
Okay, so that's very important. So you're getting a lot of complaints. So that sounds like a stressful job. So how do you deal with that?
I actually love what I do.
Great.
It's great to have the opportunity to actually help people and make sure that, you know, they get heard and they go to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what's your background? What's your training in this?
I actually have a diploma at Champlain in special care counseling.
Okay.
And I also have a bachelor's in psychology from Bishop's.
Excellent. Yeah. So that they've chosen the right person. And you were mentioning you were chosen because to work with the English people, especially because your mother tongue is English.
That's correct,
yeah. So that's great, yeah, especially somebody having problems in the field of care, healthcare, and that they want to be able to express themselves.
Mm-hmm. It was very important for the CAP and for my boss especially to hire someone who truly understands what it's like to be an English speaker in the townships.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's really special to the CAP, is to really help the English.
Good. Are you originally from the townships?
Yes, actually. I grew up in Canton d'Adli, near North Hatley. Mm-hmm. So I've grown up there, and I'm currently living in Sherbrooke, so I haven't really left.
That's great. Okay. Now, what types of complaints do you help with? Can you give us some examples?
Broadly, I'd say like a lack of adequate services.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you... we're supposed to get a certain treatment and you didn't get the right one or something of that sort. But also things that vary, for example, the nurse was very rude to you. So lack of interpersonal skills. Lately, I've been helping out also with ambulance bills. So seniors over the age of 65 will sometimes get a bill and they can contest it. But unfortunately, sometimes the form is not easy to fill out. So I also assist people with that as well.
Good. So you help also with some forms and things.
Exactly.
Good. Okay. That's great. Any particular instances that stand out or that are recurring or?
It varies day to day, which makes my job always interesting. So I never know what call I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing really specific. And obviously if I can't go into specifics exactly because it's confidential, anything that really touches on health, I can usually assist. If not me, I can transfer to the right person.
Good. How long have you been in this?
I'm going on my second year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically on a contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if the English really want me to stay, we have to show support and keep up the need.
Yeah, definitely.
So I've been here for 2 years, but also the CAP has been around for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have been working there have also been there for a really long time.
Yeah, so. That's interesting because I've heard of users committees in the hospital, but I haven't really heard of the CAP. So really good to know.
Yeah, we work in collaboration with the users committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes because we're external, it's easier for us to focus on the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if the user is no longer in the hospital, it's harder to get in contact with the users committee so they can contact us. And sometimes even the users committee will contact us personally because our expertise is really complaints.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So someone has something happen at the hospital or a youth center, whatever. How do they go about getting in touch with you? Or
they can check out our website, which is caapestrie.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or also they can call us at 819-823-2047. or mm-hmm. toll-free, depending on the region where we're listening. Mm-hmm. If you're out of, say, Sherbrooke or in its long distance, mm-hmm. it's 1-877-767-2227. Mm-hmm. And that is actually the toll-free for all the CAPs all over Quebec.
Okay. So what region does your CAP cover?
We cover what is considered the administrative region of Estrie. So it's mm-hmm. from Lake Meganic all the way to Farnham, Dunham, Lake Brome.
Well, that's quite a region.
Yeah,
okay, it is. That's a lot of territory, okay? And I would imagine in that territory there's at least, what, 5 or 6 hospitals? And
at least, yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot of... A lot to think about, a lot on your plate, yeah. Okay, so it's been around for, you said, 18 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just, like I said, the English have to reach out. I know it's not always easy to talk about something so personal, especially because it's mm-hmm. such a negative experience most of the time. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I want people to know that we're here to help them, mm-hmm. and they just need to take the first step and contact us, and we'll assist them with whatever they need in the regards of complaints.
Good. That's really important, because I think a lot of people feel especially vulnerable too in, mm-hmm. in the hospitals and any type of healthcare situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think that for the majority of the places, the healthcare is fantastic, but there's always a few negative situations, mm-hmm. and it's good to have it worked out too.
Yeah, and it's important to note too that, you know, just because you're making a complaint, it doesn't mean the person's necessarily going to get fired. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. to make them aware that sometimes their behavior is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we want things to change, we have to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of people are afraid to speak up for fear that they'll, you know, be punished for it, or mm-hmm. their next experience will be even worse. But
yeah, it's important to note, too, that if you do make a complaint, that it's not, you know, publicized in any way. It won't be in your medical file the next time you go to the hospital that you formulated a complaint. It really is, you have a complaint file, which is separate from your medical file. So it's
oh, that's really good to know too. Okay. So people make the complaint, and then you kind of act as a liaison between the person who made the complaint and the, I guess, the professionals who were involved, or?
Well, not really. Like us, we don't really treat them, so mm-hmm. we're really there to assist people. And sometimes, of course, with the hospitals, they have complicated technical terms mm-hmm. in their letters mm-hmm. and stuff, so we can help people understand what their options are mm-hmm. given a certain situation, and you know, what their next steps could be if they do mm-hmm. choose to complain, and after the complaint, if they have to go further, we can assist them with that as well.
Good. That's good to know. Good. Anything else you'd like us to know before we go, Angela?
Also, we travel to people's homes if necessary.
Okay.
So if, for example, if you are far away and you are vulnerable and you're, mm-hmm. for example, a senior who can't drive, but mm-hmm. and you also can't write or whatever, type up a letter, mm-hmm. we can actually go to your home and take down the notes and everything and prepare it for you.
Oh, that's really good to know, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So there's lots of help out there for
seniors
and other people. Good. Okay, well, we thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Thank you.